Wilson, G.T. Pallant, J. Chapman. Rockhampton, Queensland, Australia. November 3, 1898. Dear brethren Wilson, Pallant, and Chapman, I have been burdened over your condition of health. Health is a precious talent, and as servants of God, we are to do His will. Ye does not require any of you to place yourselves in positions where you will expose your health. It is altogether too serious a matter, far too serious to be trifled with. Elders Wilson and Pallant, you are now both in a position which neither of you need have been in if you had exercised judgment and studied from cause to effect. Brother Wilson has brought upon himself, by over-exercise, such a condition of the vital organs that the power of God alone can save him from the consequences. For many years he has been straining his lung by loud, long talking. Taking violent exercise is another way in which he has injured them. Elder Wilson has a great desire to work, but, dear brother, you have loved reading and studying so well that you have not been careful to take proper exercise. The very work you should have done in the open air, which would have given you exercise, has not been done as it should have been. It was impossible for you to have a good, vigorous circulation. The less bending over reading or writing or studying that is done by our ministers and teachers, the better it will be for their health. Brother Wilson, your wife, precious soul, has done many things her husband should have done in order to obtain a variety of exercise. But she thought to give him the pleasure of reading. The less reading and studying, and the more exercise in the open air, would have favored digestion and a proper circulation of the blood. Much exercise would not have injured Brother Wilson unless it had been over-exercise and over-fatigue. There should be a far better understanding of how to breathe properly and how to give the lungs proper food to prepare them to do their work and to withstand the inclemency of the weather. The health of the whole system depends more upon our breathing pure air and plenty of it than upon the food we eat. There is danger of putting into the stomach large quantities of food which are not of the best quality to give food to the system. All these matters need to be carefully studied. He who wishes to have a good circulation must make up his mind that he cannot run risks or treat himself imprudently. Whatever his business, he must not study inclination, but be determined to spend as much time as possible in the open air, having on clothing appropriate for the occasion, so that he will not be liable to take cold. He is to exercise the muscles by doing some kind of physical labor. This will keep the human machinery in harmonious action and will be the means of preserving health. These difficulties may be overcome, which need not have existed if thought and attention had been given to the action and reaction caused by the habits. Cold feet should never be tolerated. When the feet are cold, put them in hot water and then in cold, alternating for a time until the head is relieved of the pressure and congestion. But be sure to apply cold to the feet last. Put on clean woolen hose. Thus you have become your own physician and have counteracted a flow of blood to the brain. If these precautions are strictly observed, the circulation will be equalized and sickness and pain avoided. Be careful that the blood is circulating freely through the limbs. Unless physical exercise is taken, the blood lingers in the veins and circulation is retarded. Many, many hundreds and thousands are dying from inaction. But as you now are, your exercise must not be rash or violent. Every child, every youth and every student of whatever age must respect the laws of health which God has established. By careful study and practice, we can become intelligent in regard to our bodies. Because of disease, the need of unnatural stimulus is felt to increase the vital action. Men think that this will prevent the evils of neglect, but it will only increase the danger. Rum, tobacco, opium increase the action of the pulse, but as soon as the immediate effect is gone, the system sinks down below par as much as it was elevated above par. This is the effect of the use of mustard, pepper, and spices, tea, coffee, and all of these drugs. For a time, they seem to have a good effect, quickening the circulation. But it is not a healthful quickening, and a reaction is the result. You have not these objections to overcome.
The Lord would have our minds clear and sharp, able to see points in His word and service, doing His will, depending upon His grace, bringing into His work a clear conscience and a thankful mind. This kind of joy promotes the circulation of the blood. Vital energy is imparted to the mind through the brain. Therefore, the brain should never be dulled by the use of narcotics or excited by the use of stimulants. Brain, bone, and muscle are to be brought into harmonious action, that all may work as well-regulated machines, each part acting in harmony, not one being overtaxed. But it is frequently the case that the brain is overworked while the muscles are left in inaction. The Lord made the brain, that the mind may be able to think to a purpose. There is action and reaction in thinking. God designs that man shall use the brain with a vital earnestness. The whole human machinery is to be under the control of the one who made man. Mind, heart, soul, and strength are required in the service of God. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. They shall be ashamed, and also confounded, all of them. They shall go down to confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Isaiah 26, verse 1 to 4, 45, 16, 17. The Lord would have every mind kept free from everything that has an influence to depress. Christ has said, "Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you, that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If God then so clothe the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek ye not what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things." Luke 12, verse 22, 23, 27 to 30. Here is presented the necessity of reasoning from natural things, and thus realizing the importance of heavenly things. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all man. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou wilt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12, verse 16 to 21. The mind must not be perverted, but must be clear, understanding what the will of the Lord is. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove yourselves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. We can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and ye are strong. And this also we wish, even your perfection. Therefore I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification, and not to destruction. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, 6, 8 to 11. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the word which was spoken before by the holy prophet, and of the commandment of the apostles of the Lord and Savior. 2 Peter 3, verse 1, 2.
Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man of his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Philippians 1, verse 27, 2, 1-4. Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received from tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1, verse 13, 15 to 19. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 4 to 9, 19. These scriptures show us the importance of strictly guarding the mind, that it may at all times be under the control of God. Man needs a pure, clean, healthy mind. In order to do good work, the mind must be controlled by the Holy Spirit. If every part of the wonderful human machinery were wholly surrendered to God to be sanctified through the truth, we could reach a much higher standard than we now do. Brother Wilson, seek the Lord, not by working yourself into an agony of mind, but by presenting to the Lord his own word and promise. Then believe that he will hear and answer you. In his great mercy, God has given man reason and intellect, and he desires us to be partakers of the divine nature. Have faith in God. He is the greatest physician the world has ever known. He can save to the uttermost. Do not depend on the faith of others, but lay yourself, soul, body, and spirit, upon the altar of God for repairs and restoration. We present your case to God in our family and private prayers. It is your privilege to seek the Lord with earnest faith and to believe that he would have you healed. God be with you is my prayer.